Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Be Amazing Podcast here on SweatNet. This is such a cool episode because it is the 30th episode and it is being released on December 30th, 2020, which is completely amazing to me. And my guest is Jacinda Jacobs, who is a motivational speaker. She's been a well-known TV personality here in Charlotte, host of the Hornets, and author of Uniquely Qualified, business coach, entrepreneur. She's just an amazing individual. And I'm so excited about our conversation because she's going to encourage you about going after your purpose. And she, in fact, she's got a great way for you to jump in and actually join her. And that's through her 5-day free mastermind. And she's going to tell us all about it. She's also going to talk about Stolen Lunches, her nonprofit, and the Blessing Bags, and what she's doing here in the Charlotte community and how it can actually branch outside of Charlotte. So you don't want to miss this conversation. I know you're going to be inspired, encouraged, and motivated with Jacinda Jacobs. Welcome to the show, Jacinda. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you, Seal, for having me. I am excited to be with you. Every time we're together, we go into these deep conversations. So I'm going to try to keep my answers short because I know we're doing this for a podcast, but usually easily a couple hours can fly by.
Oh my gosh, it can totally fly by. But it's always such good conversation. Like I always walk away with takeaways with you. And that's what I so appreciate about you and what you're doing and what you're doing for women. And really, this is going to kind of open up where we're going right now. But before we do that, I do want you to tell everyone a little bit about yourself.
Okay, a little bit about me. My name is Jacinda Jacobs. I live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I am in media and ministry. And what that means is I have like two worlds that have been colliding. I started in media, so about 20 years of on radio and television experience. So started in Virginia Beach, Virginia, being on radio. And then I transitioned into television from reporter to weather girl to anchoring, all of those fun things. But about 2014, I realized that there was more. And that's when ministry started to play a part. I left everything full time, pursued a journey of finding my purpose. And so I joined prison ministry. Who would have thought? And from that journey, I wrote a book called Uniquely Qualified. I documented the whole journey. I started a ministry called Stolen Lunches. The book turned into a business called Uniquely Qualified. And now we are here helping other people pursue their own journey. So media and ministry kind of clashing together is what I do.
And I so love it. And you just pretty much laid out the outline for our entire conversation. But I do have to say this, like I remember being in my car driving in Charlotte and hearing you on the radio. Like I remember that. And I don't even remember what station it was. Was it 95.1?
I just want to be Brotherhood of Mayhem with Jacinda and David Bell.
I love it. Yeah, I used to listen to you and I was like, oh my gosh, she's so freaking awesome. So now to know you and really know who you are and what you're all about is like even more special. So it's incredible. Let's dive right into what inspired you to write Uniquely Qualified.
Typically, all of the amazing, wonderful things that we could ever think of doing in our life, they stem from something kind of deep-rooted, maybe pain, maybe tragedy, maybe experiences that you've had. And when we can grow through those experiences, something beautiful blooms. So for me, when I was working in television full time, it was an amazing opportunity. And I didn't understand why inside I wasn't happy. And I kept hearing these voices telling me there's greatness inside of you. There's so much more out there. You can't just stay here because everyone's telling you, oh, I see you on TV. Oh, it's so cool. And because all this makeup and the jewelry and the this and the that and the money, like there's more to life. And I kept hearing it so much to the point that I got depressed, so much to the point that I just couldn't keep going in this job. And so I asked to break my contract. And so May 1, 2014, I left full-time news to pursue my purpose and no money, no job, and no inkling of what that job would look like. And that's when I started journaling. I just started journaling the process. I started describing what the hell I was feeling like, felt like, you know. I wanted to be like, I have no idea who I am and what I'm on earth to do. You know what I mean? Like, why am I here? And so I just started writing it. And then it started coming together as a book. It started coming together as like each chapter is a stage that really makes the reader ask themselves hard questions. And 3 years later, lo and behold, we were able to publish it. And I have talked to so many people who've read this book numerous times, who've said they had to buy multiple copies because the pages were frayed, or like, how can you read something that it's all highlighted? Like, so I don't know what the big takeaway is. So this book then launched me into my purpose, which is to help people figure out theirs. And then it started a business. But this was just a journal. It was just a journal, Seal. Yeah.
That's so awesome. And I, you know, what Uniquely Qualified is now is like just so incredible. But starting with that first part, what do you feel like was the most challenging part of writing it? Like, did you get caught up in like, does it need to, I know it's a journal, but were there thoughts of like, is this really going to go somewhere? Is this, you know, is this really part of my purpose? Or what were some challenges you faced?
Getting the book written was easy. And you know, when you're in the book writing process, I would say the number one thing you should do is go talk to a ton of other authors too. And the gorgeous part is that we all do it differently. So there's not like one way to do it. You can take classes all day long, but it's really a journey, you know, and for me, it was a spiritual journey. So getting it on paper was easy because you just open the floodgates. You could say anything, do anything. Editing. The hardest, because there were times I had to actually print everything out and put all the pages all over my floor because I had to put it in a chronological order. It was just a writing, you know, but now when I wanted to put it in someone's hands, the real question was, one, what's going to make you pick it up and read it and not just buy it because you're my friend. I need people that don't know me to want to buy it. What's going to make you actually read it at night? What's going to make you turn to the next page? And what's going to make you actually finish the book? Seal, how many books do we have that are like just sitting around or halfway read? Like, I didn't want to be that person. There's real meat in here that I know can help people in their life and in their purpose journey. So I needed to look at every word and make it a page turner and make you want to pick it up. And that's what has happened. But the editing process was excruciatingly difficult. This book process was very hard for me. And I would say the last part that was difficult was the vulnerability. I remember speaking at a Bible study and sharing my story and people saying, whoa, girl, I didn't know you've been through those things, you know, because many times when we've worked hard, we don't look like where we've come from, you know, thank the Lord. But when I started to share it, someone said, ooh, I can't wait to read that in your book. And I said, that's not in my book. That's not in my book. Like, my book is about this purpose journey and leaving career and doing, going against the grain to find your real joy. I'm not talking about, you know, having drug and alcohol problems and, you know, having to raise my brother. I'm not talking about that. And they said, that needs to be in your book. There's power in that. And so I wrote just that story and I closed my eyes and took a big deep breath and I moved it to the very front of the book. And that's how the book starts. And so probably the vulnerability part is the hardest because that is where we all get to relate to one another. That's the power of connection. That's why, Steel, we are like soul sisters, because we're able to go deep with one another and not kind of be fake or representative, like, or I'm just showing you my best part of me. I'm giving you the real part, the bad stuff, you know, the stuff that I'm not so proud about. And that's what made this book real. But that's also what made it hard the second I put it on the shelf, because I said, oh, Lord, everybody's going to know my secrets now.
Ah! Well, and I think that's for everyone. I mean, I know, like, you know, it's always hard to kind of let your guard down and be open, and you don't know what somebody's going to say or how it's going to be taken. And I think too, with like Instagram, we talk about this all the time, social media and Instagram and, you know, all these perfect pictures or what people look at, you know, and they think that's you. And then when you write that book and you're like, no, here's me, here's everything. And then all of a sudden it makes you relatable and people can, they don't feel alone. And I think that you've done a wonderful job with that. And you are so relatable. And I want to say how much I appreciate that, because I know with Stolen Lunches and what you're doing with that ministry in Charlotte, like, you're there. Like, you're not just telling people to show up and support and asking, you know, people to come and be part of it. Like, you and Ty both are like heavily involved and invested. And that's what is making a difference and making an impact, is when you're in the trenches too. Like, you're doing things that are, you know, it's, you're doing the real stuff, the real work. And so, and I think going back to your book, that it's totally who you are. And I just have such mad appreciation for that, and wanted to make sure that that people even get a better understanding of that, that you're the real deal. Like, you're the real deal.
Thank you. And I'll say this, when it comes to giving and serving, that was part of this journey. I write about it. It's not just something that we do, it's something we get to do. And so part of the secret of life, part of true fulfillment, is giving back. It's you finding out your unique gifts and talents. And when you have them in your hand, you give them away. That's what it's about. And so, you know, me and my husband, I pride ourselves on, I think what keeps us healthy is the fact that we serve together. It is the fact that we have Bible studies. We do a marriage Bible study every month. We have to get in our Bible. We have to study. We have to, girl, we be in the middle of fighting. But when we got to study and we got to do this because we have a real calling to keep marriages together, it keeps us strong in our marriage. So every time I try to say, let's get a guest speaker or volunteer so we could get a break, I feel a disconnect because I need it so much in my life too, for my health, for my peace, and for real fulfillment. It comes in giving back. It comes in making someone else's day and it not being about you. So it's a little secret, but I need it.
No, and I think we all do. And that's the biggest part about give back to me, is like it keeps you connected. It keeps you dialed in to other people. It keeps you dialed in to what's going on around you. And so I so relate with you on that. But I really appreciate all that you all do. For here locally, it's freaking awesome. And I can't wait to see it like even go out. Like,
it's out. On the way. It's on the way. We're working on it.
Well, so let's talk about going back to Uniquely Qualified, because we're going to come back to Stolen Lunches in a little bit. But when you first started it, you started with a book and then you did conferences, right? So you did the conference. It, pretty much you would have had even more this year, but because of COVID-19, you had to pivot. How has it changed since you started with Uniquely Qualified?
It has changed drastically. And I think any entrepreneur will tell you that your business has phases. You know, as long as we keep the mission the same, it's going to constantly pivot. And I think 2020 was certainly the year of multiple pivots when it comes to our businesses. So, you know, Uniquely Qualified is a movement to remind you that you have been qualified in a unique way to walk out your purpose. Those experiences that you had, you know, God doesn't waste anything. All of it is used for your purpose. The unique things about you, the way you laugh, the way you walk, the things that you believe, all that stuff needs to be brought out. And it's so hard because it goes against the grain as to who we are as people. As people, we're a community people. But when it comes to you really owning this walk, it's requiring you to step out and formulate a new lane, because there's a target demographic waiting for you that needs you. So when Uniquely Qualified first started, it was literally from the book to help people step out on their own journey, figure out their own purpose so that they can help people, you know, be impactful and profitable, of course, because when you're stepping out and doing what you love, the money just comes, you know, and it comes a lot and it feels great, y'all. You can make more money doing this than you were in your other job. But what happened is we went from, you know, doing these large conferences. We were all in so many cities and states. We were international. This year, or COVID was going to be like through the roof. We were definitely, that year, 2020 was going to be ridiculous. And then boom, stop. So all of our monthly events, all of our big conferences, everything stopped. And so really what it is we're a coaching program. So we really walk people through step by step, wherever you are, and we get you to that end result of whatever success looks like to you, because it may be different to everyone. So instead of us doing it on the big stage, we took everything online, of course, but now what COVID made us do was dig deeper into ourselves and say, guess what, y'all, there's a million coaching programs. What makes ours unique? I had to ask myself the same question. And so of 2020, we decided to become a faith-based coaching program for Christian men and women who want to embark on a spiritual journey toward their purpose of full-time entrepreneurship. So we decided to dive deeper when everyone told us not to do it. Oh, you'll lose sponsors. Oh, you'll lose people and this and that. You know what? We're not here for everyone. We can't serve everyone, but what I can do is serve the one right. And I feel like we're so aligned with our calling because it feels so daggone good to come on these coaching programs. And we get to pray and we get to put in fasting and we get to put in all these different things that just help us in this journey because it was a spiritual journey for me. So why would I not embark on that with someone else, you know? So that's where we are today. We are a faith-based coaching program and we take you from point A to point Z. And the biggest thing I think we all need at the end of the day is accountability. You need someone who's invested in you, invested in your success, and going to do everything to push you there and get you there. And it's been a journey. It's been exciting watching people hit their milestones. And I'm like, you got this, you can do it. But really, they could have done it on their own, but it's that accountability and it's that full team. So I'm a business coach. One of my business partners, she's all in branding and marketing. She specializes in that. Another one of our business partners is all in network and sales and money. So all three of us together are a powerhouse that just gets you where you need to be.
That's awesome. And I've taken, you had a program that you put out and I want you to talk about it because this is coming up here soon. But I have participated in your programming and also just the group that you have, and it's on point. Like it is on point. All three of you are powerful in your own right and what you do for people. And it was so helpful to me because it really helped me kind of lay out some things that I needed to write out. And, I was not only inspired, but just, I felt very encouraged through it. And I know that you're doing that for a lot of women, but you're saying you're doing this for men as well.
Yeah. So we have decided to, because I had a lot of people saying, just do for women or don't do it for men or don't. And we said, you know what? This is a faith walk. It was a faith walk for all three of us when we left corporate America. So we decided that that is our niche. That is our specialty and our unique trait is it that it's faith-based. Now, don't get it twisted. Everyone is still invited, but it's just letting you know upfront that we will be praying and you don't have to if it's something that doesn't feel comfortable to you in that time, but we will be doing that. And so basically what it is we've decided to give our stuff out for free. And the reason why I decided to do that is because our stuff isn't my stuff. Someone else gave it to me. There were times that I've sat with so many phenomenal people that have dished the goods, taught me secrets, taught me strategies. I, of course, read books when they give it all to me. So it's not mine to keep and be like, no, you know, you have to pay for these things. So there are so many times I'm sitting with clients who are like, well, I can't give them that. I need them to call me and then I'll give them that. I say, give it to them. Give it to them, because if you can give your best stuff up front and stand in confidence knowing that your gifting will still shine, that's what I do. So in a 5-day mastermind, we have our next one coming up. It is free. Everyone is invited and we do it all on Facebook. So the biggest thing is about putting yourself in a community and a support system where people are having conversations that you need to be a part of. So it's January 4th through the 8th, and it's at lunchtime every single day at noon. All of us are teaching. And what I realize is I have myself in certain groups that are stretching my thinking. You know, we are on tap to, our network is expected, is projecting to be at $500,000 next year. So I'm now surrounding myself that are with $2 and $3 million conversations. And I'm listening to their impact and I'm watching their strategies because it's scaring the crap out of me. But I need to be in those conversations so it becomes real. So the reason why I do these things is so that you can be in the community where you can have these conversations that are pushing you, that are stretching you. So when you're walking, working out, doing whatever, you're thinking it over and you're starting to believe that it's possible, that it can be you. And then we teach you and give you all the tools. It's really up to you if you implement them. It's really up to you if you use them, but we give them. We want to give it all to you because I am standing confidently on my gifting that when you do join a coaching program, after you get all these things for free and you come to a place that you're like, but I want more, we got you. We got you. And now I can really work with you one-on-one and say, these are the things you need to do, Seal. These are the things that you need to do. And then let's come back next week and let's do some more stuff. And let's watch your business grow, whether it's plateaued, whether you even have one or not. Let's take it to the next level of what you deem as successful.
There's two things I want to point out that I love. One is that you have a coach's heart. Like you are a coach from just like heart level. And the second thing is that you put yourself in position to be coached, which I think is really important for people to hear. Like, we all need coaches. I can tell you, I got coaches for just about everything. I've always had a coach. How do you feel about that? Like, when you underneath someone and just let them, like, you know, inspire you, help refuel you, so then you can refuel the people that you're working with.
I'll be honest, I've never really had coaches until the last couple of years. And I love that it's been that way, because I've made so many daggone mistakes. I've lost so much money. I've lost so much time. I started building really my ministry in 2014, and it was just me. And guess what I did? I read books. I watched YouTube clips. I did all this type of stuff. And I really didn't get it rolling till the last couple of years. And I just look back and I'm like, if I would have invested my money into someone who's already done it, who could show me, do this, come back to me, do this, come back to me, I would have been double in my progress than where I am today. So it isn't. And then another thing is, we get scared of the money. Like, we get scared to say, I don't want to invest this. But I would have paid double and triple and quadruple what I'm paying right now if I would have known to do that back in 2014. Because it just blows your mind now. Again, we can all do this on our own. You can. It's just going to take way more time. And it's still going to cost you money of figuring out how to do it yourself. And you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to bump your head, and you're going to be like, dang, I'm never going to do that again. But if you have someone that's already paved the way, invest in them financially so that they don't miss your time together, because mentors are awesome. That's truly a gift from heaven if you have a good mentor. But mentorship is free, and a real mentor doesn't always have the time and the availability to sit with you, okay? So you got to start to pay people money and say, I want you to help me, and I'm going to show up. And now you are required to have that coach show up and to invest in your success. So, you know, sometimes there's bad weeks, sometimes there's bad months, sometimes life hits you, and that coach is going to be on you saying, we got this, let's do it. I researched this for you. I did this for you. Let's go. Let's, like, I got to get you to win. Like, I don't sleep at night if I know that my people aren't winning. So it wasn't until the last couple of years that I started literally closing my eyes and being like, how much are you going to be? Because I'm going to just pay it, because I know you're going to get me there. And they've gotten me there. They've helped me. And they've really given me so much more confidence in myself and in my people and my business to be like, I don't care if you're scared about paying the money. I stand boldly. This is how much it's going to cost. And this is my guarantee of where you're going to go.
Your confidence and the way that you are able to articulate it and just hold steady at what you've set as your price and what it is to work with you, like, that's awesome. And you do it in such a way that it's not, I'm better than everybody else, but you know your worth. Like, you know who you are and what you're able to do. And there is no doubt in my mind that any woman that works with you and has you as their coach is going to make it to, like, whatever level they want to set for themselves.
I mean, Seal, think about your walk and your life, you know, the way you are in community and the way, you know, women gravitate to you because of the way you make them feel. You've been doing that your entire life. So to get to a place now and package it in a way that people are willing to pay for it, it's confidence in knowing you've done it your whole life. I have literally sat on the phone my whole life with people, and they present what they deem as an issue, a problem, a mountain, an obstacle, or whatever. And I get excited to be like, well, let's do this and this and this and this and this and this and this. I've done it my whole life. I've just finally, in the last few years, because of my book writing and the journaling aspect of walking through my purpose journey, I realized that's my gift. I don't see anything as bad. I don't see anything as lemons. I make lemonade all day long. So I can give you all of my teaching for free, but I know for the real hungry person, like I was in 2014 when I stepped away, that's the person who I want to help that says, I am taking the jump and I am ready. Then I say, let's go make lemonade every single day. Let's do this, because I believe in the gifting that I have to see things as possibility, to see the solutions, even though you're in it and you feel like failure.
So for the person right now that might be listening to this, that might be struggling with even trying to find, like we were just talking about, like, you've been doing it your whole life, right? You've been doing the same thing your whole life. You know it like the back of your hand. People are constantly coming to you. How does somebody turn that? Like, how do they turn what this heart, you know, this heart focused or purpose that they feel, what would you say to them to turn it into a business where they're making profit?
All right. So I want to answer it this way. And then I have something else I wanted to share. The biggest thing is, and I'm teaching on this on day one of the mastermind. So you kind of hit something. January 4th, my teaching is on sustainable business growth. And many times we all sit back and say, well, I love doing this. Okay. And people go and build a business on, I love doing this thing. Right. But is there a real need for that? You're supplying something that isn't currently having a demand. You need to work backwards. What does the world need right now, right? What are some businesses that are through the roof? And I'm going to document, I've done a lot of research on businesses back in the recession in 2007 and 8 that are extremely successful now. So think about our mindset back in the last recession was all businesses are going down, the stock market crash, housing's going down, da-da, bad, 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 bad. No, ma'am. There were some businesses that took off. This pandemic, businesses are going down. People are losing their job. Yes, that is true. But there are some businesses flourishing. Cardboard right now is through the roof. That industry can't even keep up. They're saying we're going to run out of cardboard because of Amazon. Amazon's blowing up. Zoom's blowing up. Uber Eats is blowing up. So think about the need. What is the problem you are going to fix? What is the solution that you are going to provide, whether it's for clients or customers or whatever? So take that thing that you love, but put it, position it in a way that's going to actually create a demand. That's how you stay sustainable. That's how you grow no matter what season you're in, a good flourishing one or a bad one like the season we've currently been in. So I'm going to take us through that journey. But I really want to also talk to the person who says, I don't know what my purpose is. I don't know. And that's usually what I get the most. I've had this job forever and it's cool, but many of us, Seal, just kind of scroll, you know, we go through life. We're chill. We're fine. And that's okay. But y'all, life is meant to be enjoyed to a level of 1,000. We're supposed to pour it out every single day and go to bed on E, you know, to refuel again. We are supposed to literally drive this train to the wheels fall off. It's meant to be experience. It's meant to be, I get to serve. I get to wake up. I get to do these things, right? And so if we're not living in that, there are some things that we could do to get there. And the answer to this is serving. Your answer to figuring out your purpose is serving. What are the things that interest you? Go right now and say, can I help you? Can I serve? And start working your way through an industry until you find the things that really do excite you in the way that I'm describing. And if it's something you're willing to do for free, then that is something that then the next step would be figuring out how to put a price tag on it. When I started serving, I stumbled into something that was exhilarating. And I said, if I can only make money doing this thing, then we made it. And that's what I did.
Well, take us, because you're talking about serving, this kind of leads us right into my next thing, which is all about the blessing bags. And I got to be part of this, the last one that you did in early December. But tell us like how that works, who's it for? Can anybody do it anywhere? Like, give us the 411.
So the funny story about that, Seal, is that back in 2014, I wrote about that too. I wrote about, you know, now here I am, I'm serving in prisons. I have no job. I'm trying to make money. I'm trying to figure out what this thing is that I'm going to do in life. God had called me to start these Bible studies. I ain't ever prayed in life before. I'm like, I don't know what to do. You know, I'm new to this church thing. God, what are you doing? One day I went and just kind of cleaned out my whole garage. And you guys know back in the day, pre-COVID, when we used to go to events and like get those gift bags from every event. And like, you know, I used to be all around town, Seal girl, I had gift bags galore. And you know, we get a gift bag, so grateful for them, but we go through them, pull out one or two things that we like, and then, you know, we kind of don't need the rest. So I started putting together these bags in my garage. Some were for men, some were for women. I started putting perfumes in them, clothes, you know, body washes, like all this stuff that was in my garage from these gift bags, from hotel stays, from all this stuff. It's all been in my garage, but they all could bless someone. So I put them in my car and I called them blessing bags. And I started this thing in my family where just find stuff in your house that could be a blessing to someone. And I literally leave that day to go to work, pull over at a Subway, see a homeless man in the parking lot. So I went and got him a sub, went into the car, gave him a blessing bag, and he bawled crying in front of me. And I knew right then that I had stumbled into something great. And so put it in the book. It's a chapter in the book. Again, you know, serving just will ignite something beautiful inside of you if you allow it to happen. And fast forward to 2017, released the book. Fast forward a few years later, still nothing's happening. Nothing. It's something quietly that I do by myself. And it wasn't until 2019, our men's Bible study said, we want to pack bags for the homeless. You know, will you buy bags? So Stolen Lunches bought 500 bags that said, you know, blessing bags on it. And the men's Bible study started collecting stuff. Next thing I know, I have organizations calling me like Aveda saying, we want to do free haircuts for the homeless. I have people saying, I have gift cards for you to put in these bags. Or I have 300 empty bags that I can't use. Can I bring to your driveway and leave for you to pack them? Yo, all this stuff started to happen and I wasn't even over it. The men were doing it. I had another Bible study say, can we come get 100 bags? We want to do a give back. So many people showed up for that. So what happened was I fell into something that was bigger than myself. And then I had to catch up. So I went and ordered like thousands of bags. And now we have a monthly give back and it's called Give Blessing Bags. So you can follow us on social at Give Blessing Bags. But the biggest thing there is that we do it here in Charlotte every first Saturday at 8 a.m. You sign up at giveblessingbags.org. You sign up for the station you want to own. You bring waters or socks or whatever it is you sign up for. We all bring stuff. We all pack the bags. But then you get to leave with your bags in your car. And as you see people on the side of the street now, we are equipped. We're not looking the other way because I don't know what to do when I don't have anything. I feel so bad. You see them. But it's like, I don't have cash and I sometimes don't even want to give cash. But now I always keep two blessing bags in my passenger seat and I pull up. We got bus passes in them, food, hygiene, socks, clothes, everything. And they like, I've seen people cry. I've seen people immediately, they pull out water because they're so thirsty. They put it down and they're like going through it. So, you know, we're doing what we can, you know, we're doing what we can with what we have. But the biggest thing is to encourage you to do it with what you have. So you don't have to sign up for our give back. You don't have to just be in Charlotte to do it. The real purpose is to encourage you to give blessing bags in your own neighborhood. So it can be as simple as this. This is all you have to do. Call 5 of your friends and say, hey, would you get waters? Would you get socks? Would you get sandwiches? Would you get, you know, some deodorant and some toothpaste? And I'm gonna bring Target bags. And just make a date to go to each other's house and everyone bring like 20 items and you guys can pack 20 blessing bags. It's not about the logo. It's not about the perfection of it. It's about the need. And there's a real need out there. And if you're doing 25 and someone down the street's doing 25 and in all these other cities and states, people are doing 25, we're helping. And so that's the real mission behind Give Blessing Bags is to say, yes, we've started in our city, but how can you grow and do something in your city? Because I promise if you even just put it out there, the world will open up to you and you will do way more than 25 bags and you'll do it way more than just once a month because there are people that want to help.
It's so awesome. Like it really is. Like I, when I went on Saturday 2 weeks ago and was part of it and I had texted you afterwards because I was like, I had the blessing bags in my car and I pull up and I saw somebody and I, you had said something about, you know, sometimes you look the other way or you don't know what to say or what to do. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I am equipped. Like I have something to give. Like there was so much joy to be able to roll the window down and be like, here, you know, here's something. And like that to me is like what as human beings, as being a good human is all about. And sharing God's love and sharing love with other people. And that's why we get along so well and why we track the same, because it's that heart to give. And a lot of times, you know, people will say, you know, I don't have time to give, or I don't have to. Yes, you do make the time because it will open up your heart and it will create opportunities for you to connect with other people and to be part of a community. Like this is the greatest way to be part of a community.
It's something so little. It really is. And for any mamas out there, it's an amazing learning lesson and teaching lesson, because, you know, I can make, girl, I'll pull a UE quick, because they'll be like, I see someone over there. We make a UE. We do all these things that we can to give them a bag. I got the kids crawling in through the back space to try and get a bag out the trunk if we don't have one. There's so many things there that we're learning and kind of going through. And again, it's not anything huge, but it's just something little, and it lets people know that you care. And it is a really good feeling to see someone and to know that you were able to help. Girl, I lose my mind when I drive down the street and I see someone with that bag. Like, that's borderline dangerous, because I almost crashed the car. I'm like, somebody got a bag! Somebody already helped them! Ah, we did that! You know, like, losing my daggone mind, because I know that that little bitty thing we did it.
And it all came from a seed that was planted in your heart in 2014. And that's what's so amazing.
So know that there may have been things planted in you from years ago that are still just lying there dormant, ready for you to pick up at any time. And I think that's the funniest thing. I sit back and I'm like, God, you did this years ago, and it's just now coming to fruition. If I would have had a coach, they would have pulled it out of me years ago. See how I mean? Like, I just wasted some time, but it's like, it's cool. We'll all get there when we're supposed to. It's his perfect timing. But yes, this was planted years ago, and it's just now getting off the ground.
No, I can't wait to see where it is in a year. I am so excited about being part of it and volunteering and pulling my crew in and doing some boot camps and blessing bag, give back. Like, we're going to have some fun with it this year. For 2021, I should say. I'm so excited about it. But I just really appreciate you sharing all of that. I think you're just you're an incredible person. And I am thankful to know you and all that you do for the community, for your family, for all the women and men, that the time that you give, and just your inspiration and all of who you are.
Thank you. You too, Seal. You too.
Well, really quick, I have two more things I want to jump into, but one is this is totally not anything that we've already talked about, but I know that we've done races together and that you do workouts and things on your own. Do you have a song on your playlist that you have to have that fires you up?
To me, when it comes to like my working out, it depends on my vibe. Depends on my vibe at the moment, okay? Let me break it down. Sometimes I'm feeling like real hoodish, you know what I mean? Like real track star, you know? And I may want some trap music because I may want to go like super hard that day. There are other days that I just kind of want an upbeat pop song and I'll like put it on my pop thing. When I run, there are times I listen to audiobooks and like Super Soul Sunday, and people are like, how do you listen to someone talking? And I'm like, I get lost in an interview. So it really does depend on my mood. And I literally check in with self and I'm like, what do we feel like today, Jay? What are we doing? But I would say the thing that just jumps out in my mind is, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. Because every time I step into the building, everybody's hands go up.
I love that.
I'm like, yeah, we winning today. You know,
we're
all winners in our own right, good or bad, no matter what. Like, that's kind of one that is my jam that I like.
Oh, I dig that. That's awesome. Yeah, everybody has songs. I'm the same way. I listen to podcasts. You said Super Soul Sunday. Yeah, girl. I've listened to that. I don't know how many times when I've had to go run and it's had to be for distance. And I'm like, well, I've put an interview on. That's going to push me today.
Yep.
It's crazy how that works.
People say, like, how can you listen to that? I need some upbeat. But I've literally gotten lost in a story. Or for me, if I'm listening to, you know, it could be Christian music or whatever. Like, I feel like now I did my devotion. Now I learned something for my business. And I just worked out. I just got three things done in this 30 minutes.
Like, check, that's check, perfect. Check. Right. Like, done.
Yeah.
Healthy mind, body, and spirit. Let's go.
Yep.
All of it right there. Well, before I let you go, there's one thing I always like to ask everyone, and it really is just open. So if there is something else on your heart you'd like to share with the listeners.
My biggest thing is just to encourage you to own your uniqueness and to know that you are made so perfect exactly the way you are. And even though, you know, we can look at other people's businesses, we could look and see other people's lives. Oh, she has it together. Well, she came from money, or her dad helps her, or, you know, even comparison is really such an enemy that is here to tear us apart and create division. But if you spend time doing inner workings, mindfulness techniques, a lot of self-discovery and getting to know who you are, you'll see that there are so many unique things about you that if you pull out from, you know, under the rug where you swept them, trying to kind of fit in with everyone else, that that's actually your gold mine to soaring personally and soaring in your business, because there really truly is a world and a market that's waiting for you because of the experiences that you've had, because of the things that you've learned, because of the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you do all of these things. People gravitate to truth. People gravitate to realness and confidence. So own your uniqueness exactly the way you are. You have been qualified already based on that. One quick story I can share with you to kind of help make it make sense is when I had gotten married, I had probably been married 2 days, 3 days, and someone contacted me for marriage advice, marriage counseling, no lie, through Stolen Lunches. And I laughed so hard. I said, I am like 2 days wet of like even looking at the ring on my finger. I can't do this. I'm not qualified to teach you marriage counseling. And a dear friend of mine used my words against me and said, you have already been qualified in a unique way. And when she broke it down, she says, haven't you been in a relationship before? I said, yes. She said, weren't you engaged and walked away from the relationship? I said, yes. She said, hasn't your husband been married before? I said, yes. She said, hasn't he been through a divorce? I said, yes. When she started listing all of these things that we had been through, I said, wow, we are qualified to talk and to share and to help guide someone into a space that's healthy for them in their marriage. So don't count yourself out thinking, I can't do this. I can't speak on that. I can't. Trust me when I say your experiences qualify you, but it's stepping up to the plate and owning them and saying, yeah, this is me. This is what I've been through. And this is how I grew through it. That is going to really open up to a world and a target demographic that needs you. So, you know, I hope that that encouraged you a little bit and put some confidence in your spirit, but you got this, girl.
I love all of this, because this is, to me, this piece right here is something I think that a lot of people are facing, that they need to have like, oh, but I haven't arrived yet. I haven't reached that point yet. I've got to spend a couple more years doing this. I've got to do that. And then they just never move forward.
As confident as I may feel or seem sometimes, we have good days. We have bad days. I call it moment by moment, you know. Your whole day doesn't have to be ruined. It's a moment, but stay in that space. Why am I feeling this way? And it could be because you spent too much time, you know, on Instagram. So my thing is, you know, make Instagram and social media work for you. Spend more time you posting and you giving value and less time you receiving and scrolling, because that can definitely shape your day and shape how you're looking at the world. And understanding that everyone has their own walk. So even though she looks like her business is soaring or she looks like her kids are super great, like, don't let the outside appearance fool you. We all are going through things. So do the inner workings on self and step boldly in the confidence and the beauty of how you are perfectly made, and get a coach, and just watch your business soar in the perfect timing of when everything's supposed to take off and exactly the perfect journey of how it's supposed to happen.
Well, thank you so much. Like, this has been such an inspiring conversation for me, and I know everybody that's listening. How can somebody get in contact with you if they want to be a part of Uniquely Qualified, if they want to join the free mastermind, if they want you as a coach? How do they find you?
Well, I would say I always like to give you all the free stuff first, because I want you to try us there. I never want to push anyone into something that they're not ready for. And to be honest, I really don't want to push anyone into anything. I really want people that are hungry, that are like, you don't even have to think about it. You're ready. So the first thing is, go to our website. It's called I Am Uniquely Qualified. And if anyone knows the power of I Am statements, that's why we created that, because you're speaking this over your life without even knowing it. So type in I Am Uniquely Qualified.com. And when you go there, at the top right hand corner will be a tab that says 5-day mastermind. And just go there and sign up. And as I mentioned, it's free, and they'll give you the next steps of getting into our private Facebook group. You can even check us out there. It's Uniquely Qualified Faith in Entrepreneurship, because it is a faith journey when you're definitely definitely stepping out into this entrepreneurial world. But either way, we're going to push you into that group because that's where we're filled with some thriving entrepreneurs, some people that are still figuring out their purpose, some people who already have businesses, some people who are, you know, doing amazing figures in this business. But it's a community that's having that type of conversation that you need to be in. And that's where we will be having our 5-day mastermind. That's where we're teaching every day at noon, starting January 4th. And then from there, we will take only a few people with us that are ready to embark on a 6-month coaching journey with 3 coaches to say, now I'm hungry and I'm ready and I want more.
That's so awesome. Well, thank you again so much for being on, sharing your heart, sharing everything that you're about. And I'm excited to see what the future holds.
Thank you so much, Ciel. Thank you for allowing us to share and to talk. And girl, I just love you.
I know. Love you. Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.